welcome to another edition of the Black Doctor Speak podcast. Black Doctor Speak is your source for vetted, accurate information on African American health from some of the nation's top doctors and is sponsored by the African American Wellness Project.
All right, our special guest today is Dr. Mike Troach. He's a radiation oncologist and internationally renowned expert on the treatment and managing of prostate cancer. Dr. Roach did his medical degree at Stanford University. He serves as a senior author for the American College of Radiology Guidelines on the subject of prostate cancer. He's a member of numerous professional organizations. He's very well researched, very well published. We are lucky to have him in our community at Black Doctor Speak. Dr. Roach, welcome to our program.
Thank you, and I'm honored to have an opportunity to speak.
This is a part of a continuing series that we have on why there's so much confusion about prostate cancer in Black men. And I thought I'd kind of completed that discussion until I saw an article last week from Cancer. And that article said to me that a Black man with a PSA of 4 is more likely to have a problem with prostate cancer than a white man with a PSA of 13. You say no, and why?
I say no, and why? First of all, this paper that you're talking about is what we call a population-based paper. They take data from a large group of people. They have no control over who did the biopsies, why they did the biopsies, did the people have symptoms? None of those things were adjusted for. From a scientific standpoint, they start off with one basic assumption: that everybody in the VA system gets the same quality of care. And we already know that that's a false assumption. We know that Kaiser patients don't get the same care when they're Black and white. We know that Medicare patients don't get the same treatment when they're Black or white. So we don't have any way to critically evaluate whether or not there were biases that affected their statistics. But what bothers me more is how they chose to frame the information. The fact that they say that a Black man with a PSA of 4 has the same probability of having a positive biopsy as a white man of 13 isn't helpful without putting it in context. We know that African American men get prostate cancer about 5 years earlier. So you don't even need a PSA. You just see two people walking down the street. One of them is a Black man, one of them is a white man. Statistically, the Black man is more likely to get prostate cancer. We already been knowing that for a long time. This is not news. And then in the same abstract that you're alluding to, the sentence before they mentioned the 4 and the 13, they showed that for Black men with a PSA of 4, the positive biopsy rate was 49% versus 39% for white men. Now, as a physician who manages patients, if a person walks in my office and I say, you have a 49% chance of having cancer, okay? And then another person walks in my office and they have a 39% of having cancer. Guess what? I'm gonna treat them the same way. They both have a significant risk of having cancer, and it needs to be dealt with. The details of whether it's 49% or 39% can't change what you do.
How could a paper like this be published in what looks like, to me as a doctor, a legitimate journal, if in fact there's so many flaws in the structure, design, and conclusion?
Because it's called structural racism. They let anybody say anything they want to about Black people in medical journals. It happens all the time. You know, if they were talking about a drug, I mean, the question is, what new and actionable information did we get from this article? Zero. We got no new information from this article. We all knew that prostate cancer comes on 5 years earlier in Black men. We already knew that prostate cancer is more common in Black men. All they do is show the same thing. Now, but I think most important, and the reason that I have such a disdain for papers like this, is that they confuse what are the two critical elements to understanding prostate cancer in African-American men, the whole issue. There's two things. There's the incidence of prostate cancer, which is how often does it happen? More common in Black men, 1.5 to 2 times more common. And then there's the question of, is it more aggressive in Black men? And the answer to that is definitively no. It's not more aggressive in Black men. We know that because we've done multiple randomized trials where we control for every variable and then look at whether race itself is an important factor. And it turns out that if Black men get the same treatment for the same amount of PSA, their survivals are as good or better. So we need to distinguish between incidence and the aggressiveness of the disease.
To be clear for the average person listening to our podcast, explain the difference between incidence and outcomes. See, because I think that's where the confusion lies.
Okay.
Is that Black men have different outcomes. You're telling me that if we do everything the same, that the outcomes will be the same.
Yes.
But they're not. And of course, obviously, there are many structural issues in terms of racism that accounts for that. But what's been your experience? So let me ask you about that, outcomes versus incidence. And the other thing is, have you ever noticed that Black men had more aggressive cancer with lower PSA rates?
So it's easiest to answer the last question first. So in order to determine, okay, let's say you asked me a question about how come they published these papers about race. If you had a drug and you said the drug was really good for prostate cancer, and then the FDA has rules about like, well, what you can prescribe, what's approved and what's not approved. But nobody has rules about what you can say about race. You can say anything you want to. It's in the freedom of press, freedom of opinion. But if you try to publish a paper in a peer-reviewed journal where you say that some drug is really effective, the reviewers would say, well, where's the data? Okay, so we have data from at least, there's just a paper I recently published, there's 12 studies where they went back and took patients that were treated on randomized trials, which means the quality of care was meticulously equalized. And of those 12 studies, in 8 of them, Black men and white men did the same. In 1 of them, Black men did worse. And in 3 of them, Black men did better than white men. And the 3 where they did better than white men were more recent and larger. The notion that prostate cancer is inherently more aggressive in Black men is a myth, and it's part of a racist construct to blame the patient for their bad outcomes when people get bad care.
And you know, it's interesting you should say that, because I personally believe the natus of health equity, interest in health equity in this country, is pretty much over. It was stimulated a little bit, had a little bit of a 2-year bump from George Floyd and the pandemic, but I don't see that it's going to last. So to start talking about 400 years with 12 years a slave, and that's why this is a problem, is irrelevant. But here's what I think is relevant, and I'd like for you to comment on that. If you're an institution or a hospital, and you have a community with prostate cancer, and if you look around, and 30, 50 to 70% of your people who die from prostate cancer as a quality measure, then you gotta look at it, you gotta do something about it. I don't care about health equity. I don't care about 400 years. I don't care about social determinants. If you're an institute, I don't even care about unconscious bias. What I'm looking at is you get a disproportionate number of the population you service who have poorer outcomes. You got to explain that.
Well, if Black men get the same quality of care of white men, we have identical outcomes or better in some studies. I don't really think it's different. I think it's the same. I think race is exaggerated. And part of the reason that it's exaggerated is the society that we live in don't want to accept responsibility for all of the problems that we have that were created by structural racism in America. So when I drive through the Tenderloin and I see all those Black men scattered on the streets, those black men are not scattered on the streets just because they were shiftless and lazy. They're scattered on the streets because they are victims of a society that has systematic discrimination for 400 years or more and continue to systematically discriminate. I remember a time they said a black man wasn't smart enough to be quarterback in the NFL, you know, and, you know, a couple of years ago, we had two black quarterbacks that we couldn't be a coach. We couldn't be, you know, there was a time they didn't let black men play baseball until Jackie Robinson came along. So these stereotypes, and they want to believe that there's a biologic explanation for why men die at an X, black men die at an excess rate, because it frees them from responsibility. Oh, you guys got them genes that makes your cancer more aggressive, and that's why you die, as opposed to we give you terrible care and we discriminate against you and we force you to live in ghettos and we prevent you from getting educated and we prevent you from voting. All those things that we do to you that affect your life in many ways that can explain it.
So you're saying to me that all this money that's being spent looking for the genetic differences between blacks and whites as a reason for poor outcomes in prostate cancer is misguided?
No, it's guided to their pockets. That's not misguided. It's guided into their pockets. We'd be better off taking that money and giving it to black people toward education and jobs than we are paying white people to prove that black people are genetically inferior.
So what would you say to a black man who's entering the system? And what are the dynamics for them to get the best outcomes?
Well, I mean, it's challenging because there aren't, I mean, you know, I think if you participate in a clinical trial that, you know, for localized prostate cancer, at least you're guaranteed to get a minimum quality of care. I think that, unfortunately, there's so many, I mean, the number of black men that come to me in through various mechanisms. I had a call a couple of days ago from this guy that I had spoken to that got treated and mistreated. It happens all the time. I don't really know what the solution to that problem is. You have to be a competent consumer. You have to do your own homework. But at the end of the day, the problem is that the people that you're confronted with, and this comes back to this article really doesn't have the best interest of black men at its core purpose.
And Dr. Mike Roach, obviously always a good conversation. You know, I encounter the same things that you're talking about in patients with asthma, you know, and I think every doctor, every black doctor has seen this dynamic over and over again, where information is given and responses are given and rationales are given for poor statistics and shuffled off away from the institutional problems that cause this kind of a situation. And I think that one of the reasons we have the African American Wellness Project is to pull the cover off a lot of these things. And so I want to thank you for taking the time, because I think they're going to be doctors and primary care doctors and urologists around the country who are going to see this, and it goes counterculture to some of the things they're saying about the overutilization of testing and the imposition of unnecessary treatment. And I think what we want to do is try to make black men and their families consistently vigilant about what goes on with any kind of a chronic issue, certainly in the area of cancer. And by giving them this information that we're giving them today, I think we put another tool in their hands to demand the kind of outcomes that other people get. So thank you very much for taking the time.
I'm honored. Thank you very much.
Who is probably the world's expert in this area for joining us today. It's just part of our series on the confusion around prostate cancer, which means you have to work hard, any man, black or white, to get the information that you need about how prostate cancer is properly evaluated and managed in the best places. And then you've got to go back to your system and demand the best care. You can go to our website at aawellnessproject.org. We have lots of information on how you as a consumer can take charge of your own health, and as a black consumer can demand the kind of care that you absolutely deserve. So we always remember, and we always say here on Black Doctors Speak, health is your biggest asset, so protect it.
If you enjoyed our show, please remember to hit the subscribe button so that new episodes are delivered directly to you every week, as well as rate us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, listening to our show is as simple as telling your Alexa, Siri, or Google to play the Black Doctors Speak podcast. Take care, everyone.